Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. Now, one of the reasons I decluttered my home was the tipping point of my partner at the time tripping over my clothes and him hurting himself. And I felt really, really bad because he was a really tidy person and I obviously am not, and I'm still not to this day. Now, I didn't know why I'd have blitzers in a rush to tidy, like shoving things under the bed and in wardrobes, in cupboards. But no matter what I did, I always had a floor robe. My mum would often ask why the clothes on the floor weren't in the laundry basket. And the simple answer was, none of them were dirty. So my clean clothes were the ones that were on the floor. The never worn and the unworn ones were always in the wardrobes and also in many other places in my home as well. But my everyday wardrobe were the ones that were on the floor and they never made it back to their home. So when working with clients, most of them, like me in those days, find getting dressed stressful, keeping on top of the laundry stressful. So like me, the clothes will be all over the place. And it, for me, it was getting an outfit together was really quite stressful. And I cannot even begin to tell you the amount of times that I would be sitting on the bed crying because trying to find something to wear despite having so many clothes. And for my clients, they've got so much, but they wear very little of it. Now, I know for me, I probably wore the same 5% of my clothes, if that, and the rest were just there because I thought I needed them. I didn't remember half of what I got. And if I went shopping, which was frequent, because it was a good way to make me temporarily happy, I'd buy clothes every time. So if I like one t-shirt, buy it in every colour. Not sure on the size, buy both and then never take one back. If I ordered online and something looked amazing, so I bought it and I got it and I put it on, it didn't look quite as amazing on me, or it wasn't amazing in real life, it was kept because I still felt that I needed it and I didn't want to go through the stress and hassle of sending it back. Now, if someone had said to me I was going to let go 90% of my clothes and feel better for it, I would have been absolutely mortified and I would have thought I would never have got enough clothes to wear. But actually, the exact opposite is true. I find it easy to wear every single day. Every single day, it is simple for me to get an outfit together. I adore all of my items. I have clothes for all occasions, and I love them all. So the main reason you have a floor robe is volume of items. You simply have too much stuff. However, decluttering your clothes is just one part of the floor robe solution. Decluttering clothes to have less is a massive positive and it will change things, but that alone does not get rid of your floor robe. You need to ask yourself, why is it so hard to put the items in your wardrobe or in your drawers or wherever you keep your clothes? What are the barriers? It could be that the drawers are so full, it's hard to fit things in. Decluttering will help with that. It might be, though, that the drawers are broken or they're sticking. So if it's hard to open the drawer, you're less likely to open it. That is a barrier. So you need to prioritise fixing them. And it's often something that you can do yourself. It might be that there's piles of stuff in front of where you need to be. So if you can't physically get to the wardrobe, that's something you need to start off with. That's a physical barrier. The main reason, though, for most clients is that it's just too much effort to put things away. And let me tell you, that is not because you're lazy. You are not lazy. Let's face it, laundry isn't fun to start off with, and it takes a huge amount of energy to stay on top of, especially if you're neurodivergent. So it's even more so when you've got tons of clothes. So by the time you're putting it away, you feel like you've almost completed, like you've almost completed that job. Like you've managed to clean it, you've managed to dry it, and like the task is almost done. So a lot of the time, we're really rubbish at finishing things and getting to the end. We've run out of motivation to then put it away. And your brain thinks it takes a lot of time. Time which, let's face it, you never have because we're always busy. So it's likely that it doesn't actually take as long as you think. So what I would like you to do, try this one, is time it. How long does it actually take for you to put your clothes away? And I can tell you now, it will never, ever again take as long as it does the first time. It is always quicker the more you do it. So when you know how long it takes, it's highly likely it's not as long as you think. You'll know how long it takes. You'll know in your real life how much time you've got. So, you know, if it takes 6 minutes or 20 minutes or, you know, half an hour, and the next time you've got a spare half hour, you know that you've got time to put those things away or at least make a big start on it. Another part of this process and this barrier to putting away is that you'll probably fall into one of three categories of putting away. So you either prefer to hang things on coat hangers, you prefer to fold things and put them into drawers, or you detest both of those things and you'd rather just chuck things into containers. So for kids, kids love chucking things into containers, and this is really good for them. So instead of battling against your brain, work with it. Make it easy to put things away and go with what you don't mind doing. So take the path of least resistance. If you prefer hanging items, get more hooks. Remove drawers and replace with rails. And if you prefer folding rather than hanging stuff, amend your wardrobe to have less hanging space and more shelves. And if you're a dump it kind of person, and there's no shame in this whatsoever, create baskets and dump bins to throw your clothes into instead. It gets them off the floor, it gets them into categories, it makes life easier for yourself. It's not a cheat, it's a perfectly legitimate strategy to use. Another way you can do to, another thing you can do to stop floor drobes from happening is once you make it easier to put it away, is to fake the urgency and motivation to put items away. And one of those ways is by using competition and gamification. So for example, beat the clock, set a timer. See if you can put all your socks away before the new episode of the TV series that you want to watch, for example. Can you beat the kettle by putting, you know, 5 t-shirts away before your tea's ready, or, you know, those kind of things? So create a competition. In our house, it's a competition between me and my daughter as to who can put our things away the first. And neither of us like losing. So we get it done really quickly, which then is great because it reinforces the theory that it actually doesn't take much time to do it. So we do it more often. So if you suffer with floor drobes, I'd really love you to analyse why and look at what the barriers are for you to putting it away. It isn't because you're lazy. It isn't because it's easier, because it makes life more difficult. So I'd love you to think about what are you battling against, where are the sticking points, and what can you do to minimise them. So that's it for today's episode. I'd love to know if that helps you. Until next time, you're not alone. Be kind to yourself. Keep untangling. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.